Hey everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
All right, so would you like to explain what has brought us to the computer today?
Well, I think it's probably clear if anybody knows that today is Tuesday, which by the time this comes up, it probably will be Friday.
It'll probably be April, but that's really neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm. No, but just know that at the time of this taping, it's our very own After the Rose ceremony. It's our after the Rose. But not the second one, just the first one.
Just the first one. This is our semi-annual podcast, special mm-hmm. bachelor edition.
Hallelujah.
And I also want to, oh good, I think David's printing something, so we're going to have some good noise back behind me.
Perfect.
But I do want to point out that we have not talked about it yet, because we actually did not talk all day yesterday, which is unprecedented.
It is unprecedented, but I felt terrible when I read that you had a fever.
Oh, my word.
I didn't even know you were sick. I felt so out of the loop.
Well, and I still do, but that's neither. We won't get into that. We won't get into that.
Okay. What's wrong with you?
I think I've just got a sinus infection.
A stomach infection?
No, a sinus infection. My stomach is horribly infected. Which
I was like, are you telling me you're septic? That sounds terrible. I was thinking you need to get to the hospital if you have a stomach infection.
No, I did actually call the doctor though for this. Okay. But I think I either have a sinus infection or just a touch of the flu, one or the other. I don't know. I figure we'll get it straightened out at some point.
Well, when Caroline had the flu last week, her only symptom was really the fever and that she looked terrible.
Well, then that would certainly apply to me as well.
Of course, I look terrible today, and I don't have a fever.
Well, you know, we've been planning for weeks, you know, for the Whitakers to come. Mm-hmm. And Heather sent me an email early yesterday morning that said when their little girls was warm and was coughing. And I was like, well, it looks like we're in the same boat, because I started running fever Sunday night, and I didn't really know why. I thought it would just go away or whatever, and I still had it yesterday. And then yesterday morning, I felt horrible. So I called the doctor, and of course, they could not see me, and wah. So kind of got a little bit better as the day went on. And today I feel a little bit better, but I just still have a touch of the fever. But this is really neither here nor there.
No.
Because my point is, we didn't talk yesterday, which, you know, that usually means that somebody is either sick or has gone missing.
True.
So we didn't talk. And then last night we started The Bachelor, I guess, about 8:30 or so, but when it got to be 9, like when people who were watching without the DVR, when it got to be 9, my phone started, I mean, like the sound of the text coming in, I thought my phone was going to explode.
I know. I literally had to shut down the computer. I couldn't check Facebook. I couldn't get on Twitter. I couldn't check email. I was afraid to do anything. And at one point I did try to check email, and somebody had left a comment on like yesterday's post. So I clicked on it thinking it was safe. And then like I just caught a glimpse of it said, The Bachelor, I need to know. And I was like, delete. I cannot know. I cannot know. I was so worried it was going to be ruined for me, even though I'd read every single spoiler that had been on the internet for the last 3 weeks.
Well, I thought it was a little different than the spoilers I had read, because maybe I misinterpreted the spoilers, but I thought like tonight we were going to get a Melissa Jason after the final rose, and then I didn't think the bad news was going to go down until tomorrow night. But
yeah, that's true. Well, it was. I don't even know what to say, because I'm going to tell you something, and I said this on my blog today, but I'm going to say it again. First of all, ABC was already on my nerves, because I know you don't watch Brothers and Sisters because you don't do the one-hour drama.
No, it's too much of a commitment.
I know, and that's where we differ. Mm-hmm. But I am a fan. Well, for 3 weeks, they've been talking about a shocking death. And, I mean, Gully and I have had conversations. We've talked about who's going to die. Who do we think is going to die? Who would be the character that you could get rid of or whatever? And you know what the shocking death was? Rob Lowe flatlined for about 2 seconds, and they shocked him back to life. That was it. And I cannot tell you, I've never been so bitter at a television program in my entire life until I watched The Bachelor last night, both ABC programs.
I thought you were going to say that Calista Flockhart's dog had died or something.
No, but at least then somebody would have died. My point is, people flatline on soap operas every single day.
Sure, I mean, they do. Yes.
That's a plot device. That's a standard plot device. Jack Bauer, he's flatlined
40?
Numerous times.
40, 50 times, I think.
In one day, on 24.
Yeah, I mean.
In one day.
He has been brought back from the dead, I think, probably.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. A lot, yeah.
A lot of time. Mm-hmm. A lot of time. So anyway, so that was, so I'd already watched that Monday morning because I couldn't wait because there again, I didn't want to hear who had died. So I like, I spent my Monday morning watching that after having my quiet time in Leviticus. Anyway, so I was already kind of mad at ABC last night.
Well,
I don't know. Do you think they staged it? Because the rumor was is that they told him to do that. But I don't think that they, I don't think it was staged. I just think Jason is a big loser.
No, I don't think it was staged. And I say that, one, based on a gut feeling, and two, based on some extensive research that I did into the wee hours of the morning. But I don't think it was staged because, although I did think there were a couple of times when, as my sister said, he had a smirk on his face that somebody needed to knock off. Like he, there were a couple of times where he looked a little pleased with himself. But I don't think it was staged. I think that, and I also think that based on, have you read Chris Harrison's blog today?
Yeah, I did read it. I read a little. I wanted to be prepared for the podcast.
Well, and I trust Chris Harrison for whatever reason.
He does seem trustworthy.
I trust him. So, because I think, it's like I told David last night, I think he knows this show is cheesy. And so I don't think that he really would see, there's no point. I mean, if they were going to stage it, they'd stage every season. I mean, we would have, again, we would have contestants who flatlined, you know, is that your phone?
But I was turning it down.
Okay. So I don't think it was staged. I just think it was a bad call for them to put that breakup on television. Although some people have said, you know, what's the difference between that and a rose ceremony? But my answer would be that the difference is the engagement ring.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And whatever happened to, why couldn't he have given her that ring? Is like, it's a promise. It's maybe we'll get engaged. Why did you have to like do the engagement?
Why didn't he just put it on a chain and just, or a ribbon and just put it over her neck?
And that's what he should have done. That's what he should have done. Because I did think she had a valid point when she said that he took that moment from her of getting engaged. That was powerful because I think that was true.
Well, and
it was selfish.
Here's the other thing that, and I didn't put this in the blog, but this was David's take. He said, because, you know, he doesn't really watch. He just sits there while I watch, and then he chimes in every once in a while with an observation.
That's why I watch it by myself.
So he's on, you know, like he's on his phone the whole time. But what he said last night when Molly was going away and she, you know, was saying all that stuff about you're making a mistake. I just feel like you're making a mistake. During the after the final rose thing, when Jason said he still had feelings for her, David's comment was she totally planted that thought in his head. Like, you know, she, like every time he and Melissa would have trouble, then suddenly he's got that voice of Molly saying, you've made a mistake. You made a huge mistake. I'm right and you're wrong. And, you know, that whole thing. I think there's something to that.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think, well, and obviously he's got some issues anyway.
Yeah, oh my word, yes.
He cry. I've never seen somebody cry. I mean, if I saw him cry, I saw him cry more than I've ever seen any other man in my life cry.
Me too.
Last night, just in last night's TV.
Right, well, I've only seen my own husband cry, I think, twice. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was a little over the top. I mean, you know, to see that.
Because I'm like, that would wear me out. I couldn't come home and have somebody crying like that all the time. You couldn't deal with that. That's what Perry's life is like. I don't need my life to be like that.
Well, that's what finally, when I think after Melissa left the studio and Jason went down, he sat down on the couch and after the final rose thing, he started crying. And all of a sudden, again, David piped up and said, oh, he needs to buck up. You know.
Yeah, he does. It was bad. But I will tell you a couple of things that stood out to me last night before even the after the rose.
Okay.
A couple of things. Number one, I do have to say kudos to ABC because the music has never been more dramatic.
I've never heard more soaring music in my life.
It was a lot of dramatic music, and they did a great job. And if you'll notice, the ABC cameraman got in just a stellar last shot towards the end. And it was like when they were doing the whole and the girls were getting dressed in their dresses and their little prom dresses and getting all ready. And they were like talking about, you know, and it's in their, you know, it's Jason kind of talking about both girls, Molly's this and this and this. And then it said, and I know without a doubt that Melissa has the biggest heart. And they did like a whole pan of her cleavage area. They talked about how she had the biggest heart. It made me so happy.
They've been witty this season.
It was good.
And by the way, speaking of, just to go back to that for a second, where did they get those dresses? Did they rent those dresses from like a bridal shop?
In New Zealand?
I don't know why. If you're going to be on national television. Now, granted, Melissa's was marginally cuter. But I don't know.
Kinda.
They did not. I thought they were bad. I'll just leave it at that.
I didn't like either one of them. Well, Melissa's was, the style was better, but that yellowy color, she's got that beautiful dark skin and stuff. I don't know why they put her in that yellowy color.
Right, and it was obvious that the weather was kind to neither of them in terms of their hair.
Oh, that was, nothing has ever been more evident.
There was a lot of humidity, a lot of frizziness and all that. That was outside of their control, though. They can't help that. We've all been there.
Yeah, well, and I think Molly must have reworked, because I swear the first time I saw her, she had the side ponytail that she loves. And then when she was actually standing there, she had, like, the back ponytail.
Right. Oh, that's so true. I had not thought of that. She must have reworked it. She had a second thought.
Yeah, something happened.
Okay, so I interrupted you. So, okay, one was the cameraman.
No, and then the soaring music.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that was pretty much it. And Jason, I think he wears his suit pants, which I know I'm not feeling very charitable towards him right now, but I think his suit pants are entirely too tapered down at the bottom.
Well, he had some bad news going on too, though, with his jacket, because when they shot him from behind, like they shot him from the, you know, like from the angle behind him, it looked like the sleeves didn't fit quite exactly right. I don't know what that issue is, but maybe he had just gotten really buff while he was in New Zealand.
Well, maybe so. He did a lot of work in it. Well, I'll tell you something else he has going on, and this is why I wanted to tell Melissa she's better off, other than the fact that he cries a lot, is he's got that hair thing going on. You know what I'm talking about? Like, he's got, like, you can tell it is deeply receded on the side.
But he's not going on up to it. He's trying to hide it.
He's got that patch that he keeps bringing forward, and at different times that patch was so pronounced it looked like an 8 coming down on his forehead. Like, it's like a circle.
Yes.
And that hair, because I wanted to say, that's, I mean, and granted, Perry could go bald tomorrow and I wouldn't care.
See, this is what guys don't realize, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, and I'll say it until I die. Girls don't care about that.
They don't. But if I were 25, I'm just saying, I might have been a little more shallow at 25 than I am now.
Oh, I'm certain I was very mature.
I know. I'm just speaking for myself.
Well, you do that because, you know, I was deep.
I know. You were very deep at 25. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of more life experience and wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying that if I had married someone who had a thick head of hair and then not even 6 months later, because make no mistake, that hair is on its last leg.
It is barely breathing at this point.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's 6 months away from having the full on.
Yeah, and he just needs to own it. You know, he's a cute guy. He just needs to own it. It was especially bad, I thought, after the rose ceremony. I didn't know if the stress of that whole situation had negatively impacted what was going on. I didn't know what the problem was, but I thought it was especially obvious. Maybe just it was because he was under some big lights, and that was not.
But I'll tell you part of the reason why is because that was like 6 weeks later.
Right.
So see that hair, I mean, it's barely hanging on. Even 6 weeks made a noticeable difference. I'm afraid of what we'll see tonight.
Right. You know, it was obviously there's a regression that's taking place. Uh-huh.
There could be some sheen coming off his head tonight. I'm just saying.
Okay, so Deanna.
Oh, I don't know what she had on.
I don't know what that was. I was so puzzled by it. Because I thought,
why wouldn't you just show up in some jeans?
I know, or some yoga pants, but a skirt and a platinum silk jacket.
It didn't even make sense.
And I thought,
I didn't know what that was.
Well, maybe she's trying to, like, maybe she's having some sort of image makeover or something. But then if she were, she'd have done something with her hair. I mean, it was like she had rolled out of bed and put on a Mother of the Bride outfit.
I agree. I mean, I'm telling you, you've read what I put in your comments.
Petite sophisticate, that was gold.
She had to. I think she lost her luggage on the way to New Zealand, because that doesn't even make sense that she'd have had that on.
She lost her luggage. Yeah, I went to the bridal store to find something to wear.
Yeah, while they were picking out dresses for Molly and Melissa to wear. And so they got her a Mother of the Bride outfit with some silver sandals. Because, I mean, that outfit, that looked like, I mean, I'd tell a 50-year-old woman it'd make her look too old.
I know. It was so bizarre. Because I'm like you. I mean, I tend to think you've flown all the way to New Zealand.
Yeah.
I mean, at best, you're going to have on some jeans and or some yoga pants. At worst, you're going to have on sweatpants.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I had on some kind of velour pants for sure. Because it looked like it was kind of cold, too. So she had that on. But then I'm thinking, they touted that whole thing all season. That was another thing. Oh, Deanna shows up. I mean, that was what, she flew to New Zealand for like a 2-minute conversation?
Maybe, you know, wasn't she doing some show for the Style Network or something? Maybe like that, they just happened to be there at the same time. I thought she was doing some show about weddings or something. I couldn't figure it out for the life of me, because that was the least impactful 3-minute interaction I've ever seen between two human beings.
Yeah, it was bizarre. It was bizarre. And he didn't, I think the thing is that nothing really seemed to me like a surprise. I think Molly absolutely had had some contact with Jason before, after the rose.
Well, you notice that Chris Harrison said, have you talked? But he did not say, have you texted or have you emailed?
Yeah, because, I mean, she absolutely knew what was going on. Because I don't care who you are, if she thought he was still together with Melissa or whatever, she'd be talking about how she's moved on.
Oh, yeah, or at least she was, I mean, she would have at least gotten to the stage where she was mad. She was ticked off.
Something.
But she was just as wide-eyed.
I know, and just listening, and I still love him. I still love him. You want to go, no, you wouldn't be saying that. You'd say, I'm over him. He is a loser, and he's losing his hair. That's what you'd be saying. At least that's what I'd, maybe she's a bigger person than me, but she absolutely knew. And I mean, what, 2 minutes later, they're like making out in front of Chris Harrison.
I mean, that was the other thing. I mean, somebody said, I think in my comments, about how the body was still warm. And they're making out on the couch. I mean.
I know. You think you hadn't even gotten Melissa in the limo yet.
I'm telling you, I did give them credit for the fact that it was the most dramatic hour of television I think I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I didn't even feel like I should have been watching it.
No. I felt like, you know what I thought, and I kept wondering how Chris Harrison felt, because I do think he seems like a pretty nice guy, just based entirely on nothing other than that he's on that show and his blog is funny.
Right.
All the criteria for a really good person.
Sure.
But I thought, as he sat there, like, have you ever been in the car or something, like even going back to high school, like with a couple that's about to break up or some friends that are fighting or like some drama, and how you really just think, if I could be anywhere right now, like you're trying to will yourself out of that situation,
yes.
Like just something completely awkward. And I thought, I don't know how he can even sit there, like, because I was on my couch and I wanted to like hide, like it was awful.
Oh, it was. It was awful. And he did say on his blog that that was the most awkward or most painful conversation he'd ever witnessed or something. But I'm thinking, like, I just think they should have given them some time backstage or something. I get that they had contracts. Uh-huh. I get that all their relationship is fair game. If ABC wants to broadcast their wedding, they can. I get all that. But I think just out of human courtesy, give them some time backstage and let him say, look, here's how it's going to go down.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to that train wreck that we saw. I mean.
It was terrible. Well, and this is what I don't like about Jason, too, is he always pulls out, like with Chris, he gave him the whole, you know, someday if Ty asked me what I needed to do or whatever, I'm going to say, well, Ty would be best served if you'd tell him he shouldn't be doing any of this on national television.
Yeah, that's probably the best lesson he could get.
That you don't need to air all your laundry on television. That's what Ty needs to learn. But that whole thing. And then when Chris Harrison, then I loved when he said, I'm going to give you two a few more moments alone. And then he left the stage. But I'm like, but we're on TV. So I don't, I mean, that,
there's really no point.
Like that, it didn't really offer any privacy.
Well, I'm going to tell you the two entities I thought came out of this whole thing smelling like the proverbial final rose.
Yes.
First, the country of New Zealand. My word, it is beautiful. And if it didn't, it made me want to go there. I want to go to there, as Liz Lemon says. I want to go to there. Also, one, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. It'd be a long plane trip.
It would. New Zealand, one, big score.
Yes.
Two, uh-huh. Melissa's parents. I mean, I don't know that any two people have been more rewarded for some good common sense ever than to stay uh-huh. off of that television screen.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree. I think that was a good call. And then just to do the phone call and they were done because they knew and that was smart.
I mean, that was smart.
Mm-hmm. That was so smart. And it made me know that, well, not that Caroline would ever be allowed to go on any kind of reality show over my cold dead body, but... But I thought it was so interesting because you know what I kept thinking too is Jason kept talking about how we spent the holidays together and something changed and something changed and we spent the holidays together and da-da-da-da. And I thought, you know, I don't know what Melissa's family's like because we never saw them. They seem to be lovely people with a good heaping amount of common sense. Mm-hmm. But I thought, so instead, now you're going to go spend Easter with Molly's family and have to put on some hats and draw some pictures. So something tells me that that's not going to seem like a good call come Easter.
Now, that's not going to feel like a win, I don't think.
When you're trying on those hats and having to draw pictures and everybody, her dad's on the golf course coaching everybody about what they're swinging and don't cry because that's the other thing is that daddy doesn't like crying and you think, yeah. His daughter's about to bring home the cryingest man I've ever seen.
That's some conflict waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think that, you know, I mean, I thought last night when I was watching, I thought the messages that are being communicated here are many. One of which is that when love gets difficult, you run. I think that that's certainly lesson number one that I think was communicated last night. And that if it doesn't feel the same, then you need to move. You need to just call up an old girlfriend or an old boyfriend. Because I think anybody who's been married longer than, say, a month would tell you that things don't feel the same forever.
That's true.
So I thought that was the first bad message that was communicated. And then the second thing is you just, I don't even know what all that, follow your heart, let your heart lead you.
Oh.
But just how that, just do what feels good. You just do what feels good. So I think that we got some quality life lessons last night from the whole experience. And then third, absolutely. If you're ever in a situation where you see a man break up with a woman who he's engaged to on national television, and then he comes back to you and says, will you give me another chance? You just open your arms and say, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that didn't sound that he has any kind of commitment
at all. No, No. No, he just essentially, he didn't even walk her out to the limo. And then he says, you know, and that whole thing about I was wondering if we could get some coffee or a drink.
We had
to pause it because I thought, I mean, we saw what went on those massage tables. And I really think the days of coffee and drinks have sort of passed them by.
it's hard to go back to Starbucks after you've been boiled up on a massage table.
I mean, that ship has sailed. There are a lot of questions he probably could have asked at that point, but I don't really think you go back to coffee. I don't know. Maybe I'm assuming too much.
Oh, well, then that it was coffee, but then not even 2 minutes later, they're totally making out on the couch. So I'm like, well, so much for coffee. I mean, you know,
there again, why not just say, I hear there's a place down the road. Would you like to meet me there? I mean, that to me seems like a much more appropriate question given the context of everything we've seen.
Than to go get some coffee.
But let's just go get some coffee. Let's go have a glass of wine.
Just catch up. What's going on?
I do think, I don't think it was staged, but I'd be willing to bet that they have at least texted.
Yeah. Oh, I think they knew. Because I think that Molly had like kind of a look in her eye. I felt like a couple of times she looked like she was seeing that she was wondering if they were pulling it off.
Oh, yeah. Annie Down said that. In my comments, she said, you know, make no mistake, she had that look that you get when you know.
Yeah, I think she did. I think she didn't seem shocked enough and there weren't any tears and she kind of did those eye rolls like, and it was very dramatic, like eye roll, whatever, like she was going to blow him off. And I'm like, you don't really go from that reaction to like making out with somebody in 2 seconds.
Right. Yeah.
But here's where Molly, I think, is going to be, and I'll be interested to see what happens on tonight after the Rose Part 2, because make no mistake, I will watch.
I'm going to watch that before I watch Idol. I mean, it's way up on my totem pole.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try to act like I'm a better person than that, but I'm not.
I'm not either.
So,
fallen.
I'll be interested to see if they're still together, but I'm going to tell you, too, this is where some life experience, because Molly's what, 24, 25?
She's 24.
And in the midst of my 20s and some of the shallowness therein, you also
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I know you don't. I wish I'd have known you so I could have called you.
Oh, I could have been your mentor.
Wisdom. Mm-hmm. But I think you also think, you know, there are those guys and you always think you're going to be the one to change them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she made him that fairy tale book. And she thinks that they're going to end their fairy tale.
Oh, you know, they've got a franchise there. If they would just get it together, they've got Jesse's A Book of Thoughts. And then they have Molly's a fairy tale romance. I mean,
yeah.
I mean that could be its own like Reader's Digest series, condensed books, uh-huh. A book of thoughts and a fairy tale romance. And I really liked how here in this day and age where we have things like computers, she just drew it.
Yeah,
she just got some markers.
Uh-huh. And she pasted. And I thought maybe that's where Melissa went wrong. Maybe when he looked back, he thought she didn't give him any kind of book of thoughts.
Yeah, she didn't give him. She had no book of thoughts. So clearly,
and that's where
the key to success.
Where I lost out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think what we're going to see the next time is we're going to see a bunch of girls show up for the first cocktail party, and they're all going to have books. All have handmade books of thoughts and fairy tale romance.
Yeah. And see, that's where it would have ruled me out because number one, I would not go on TV in my bikini.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
And number two, I am not crafty and I could not make any sort of book of thought.
I'm not going to commit to any activity that requires either a bikini and or crafts, as a matter of fact. So,
no. And I don't really want anything like that written down for the, I mean, of course, I guess it's on TV. So what's the difference if it's written down?
Yeah.
But I don't want to commit anything to writing.
Sure.
Which is why I have a blog where I write
yeah,
all my
well,
thoughts.
I know. But still, I just think, I don't know. I don't know that it could have played out any differently in the end. I think, you know, they would have ultimately been a front page story on people.com at some point about how Jason and Melissa have parted ways.
Yeah.
But I just find the timing of it all interesting.
Well, and my thing was, why did he have to? He kept saying he was contractually obligated, but you think all those other bachelor couples, and there have been many, I mean, they all break up behind the scenes.
Well, I think they all break up, like, after that they taped that final rose ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
But that is an interesting point, is why couldn't they have just put on a good show? Unless, really, I mean, there have been times, in my marriage, where, like, if we had to go on TV and pretend like we were just madly in love with each other, it would have looked about as pinched as Melissa looked last night.
Well, that's true.
It's like maybe they were...
She walked out mad.
Yeah.
I mean, she make no mistake. She walked out mad. I mean, she may have not known exactly what was coming, but she didn't catch her totally off guard.
No. And I think, and he said, I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel. No. It was on People, I think, where he said that she was not blindsided, that they had talked about it, and that they had actually had a discussion. Did you read this? About whether or not she should wear the ring when she came out.
Oh, okay.
So apparently things had degenerated to the point where they weren't necessarily sure if they were going to be together or not.
Hmm.
You know, I think maybe he could have made that decision the night before, though.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
As opposed to on national television saying, you know, I don't
but
love
Melissa,
you.
Well, I just felt bad for her because she kept talking about, and they just set it up perfectly because she kept talking about how she was always the dumpy and she always got dumped, and every time something good happened, then it would just get ripped out from under her. And I was like, oh, they're totally setting this up.
Mm-hmm.
And then with,
because there was one point last night where I thought, oh, I don't think this is going to end well for her. Because I had really, even though I had read all the spoilers, the optimist in me had held out hope that she was going to be fine and they were going to be fine and it was all going to turn out beautifully. And it was just the spoilers were just people behind the scenes who were trying to stir up something. Uh-huh. But there was a point last night where I thought, oh, I don't think this is going to work out well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. Well, and it didn't, but I feel bad for her. But she's better off. She'll be fine.
She is better off and she will be fine. Uh-huh. And I'm curious to see what happens with him and Molly.
And she's back in Dallas. You don't want to go move to Seattle anyway.
I hear it's very gray.
It's very gray and very rainy. And you think Dallas, it's probably 75 degrees and sunshiny today.
Now, I do wonder, though. Okay, so far Melissa has been on the CMT cheerleader thing, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader Show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's been on The Bachelor. So what next?
I don't know. The Real Housewives.
Oh, good call.
Dallas. Real Housewives of Dallas. They really do need to do a Real Housewives in Texas.
You know, that would be a good idea, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Dallas, because Dallas is a little different than other places in Texas. You don't want Real Housewives of San Antonio. That'd be lame. But I mean, not that my city is lame, but I'm just saying there's just not a lot going on here.
Okay, well, speaking of, you know, we've got that tonight, too. We've got Real Housewives of New York City tonight. Plus the After the Final Rose number 2, plus American Idol. I don't know how to handle it all.
I can't keep up with this kind of schedule. I stayed up till 1 in the morning last night. I did. And I told Perry when he went to bed, I said, well, I'm going to be up late because I've got 3 hours of The Bachelor to watch.
Well, and so. I couldn't, even after I got in bed, I couldn't go to sleep. I was just wired.
I know. That was me. Yeah, my mind was just racing thinking about it all. So I was way, yeah. So between that, well, and we'd watched 24 before that. And Perry had a complete meltdown during 24.
Was it ridiculous? I saw where you referenced that Martha Legg and Kiwi Knife. I haven't watched it yet, so.
I won't give anything away. It just, yes, it had several moments that bordered on the ridiculous. And I know that that's what 24 is. You've got to kind of take it. But for Perry, and it just delights me to no end. And honestly, I was like falling off the couch laughing at him last night because he gets so worked up over stuff that I don't even notice is going on. But it's just the tactical inconsistency.
I was going to say, it's all got to do with their military maneuvering, doesn't it? And they wouldn't use those bullets. They wouldn't use that gun.
Their guns and the way they hold their gun and the way they, you know, it's all that. And I mean, he really did. And it reminded me of, because my daddy used to do this when we'd watch the Houston Oilers, is you'd miss, I can't tell you the end of how many football games I missed because he would say, I can't even watch this anymore. And he'd just turn it off and it didn't matter if anybody else wanted to watch it. And that was Perry last night with 24. I mean, he was like, I can't even look at this anymore. And then like just walked out of the room. And I was like, well, so we're done. So now I feel like I have to make the decision. Like, am I going to keep watching it? Because really the appeal of watching it is it's something we watch together. And if he's not going to watch it, then I don't know that I really care that much how it ends.
Right. Well, see, I watch it online because I think that we record too much stuff on Monday nights for us to have room to record that too.
Yeah. Well, it's a challenge.
We could go back to being a 2 DVR family really easily like we used to be at our old house, but... Uh-huh. But we're, you know, now with all the TV shows on the internet, you really don't have to.
No, you don't have to. You can watch them online. Mm-hmm. So, so that's a lot of TV tonight. The good news is that Wednesday night is really not a good TV night. And so.
Okay, that's right, because it used to be Top Chef, which I know you don't watch, but I do. And so that's over.
I'm trying to think.
So that leaves me with nothing now on Wednesday nights that I can think of.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything on Wednesday. Well, I'll tell you what comes on Wednesday nights. And Perry watches it, and I kind of watch it with him as Life on Mars. But I just read that it's getting canceled, and so now I feel like
you might as well cut
my time.
Mm-hmm, cut ties.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, just get it out of my life now. I'm not going to spend hours watching something that's not going to get renewed.
Right. Well, and then there's always Idol results on Wednesday night. But if they don't pick it up here shortly, I'm not going to be able to stick with them this season.
It's boring me to death. And so those results shows what I pretty much do because I don't want to see the group number. I don't want to see any of that. I don't care about Ryan Seacrest doing all his drama about Simon. Who do you think's going to go?
Right.
Paula, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Whatever. I'm over that. And so I just fast forward to the end to see who's still standing.
Well, if we get through this round and there's not the wild card thing and I'm not wild about the top 12, I think I'm done. I don't think I can sit through it again. Because I have really been bored out of my mind for several weeks in a row. So I just...
I don't like this format. Don't you think it's the way that they're doing it?
I don't like it at all. At all. Because by them grouping up the people like they are, then you've got foregone conclusions. And so you're missing, like that first week, I'd rather have 3 additional people from that first week than anybody we got from the second week.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The second week was lame.
So, I don't know. I'm just curious to see who ends up in the top 12. And here's my other thing, and I have said this in my own house about 16 times in the last week, and I think I said this to Travis too. They have got to start to blacklist songs because we are to the point where when you hear certain songs, not only do you immediately compare them to the original version, you compare them to Idol contestants songs in the previous 7 seasons, and we are tired of them. So nobody needs to sing Alone by heart ever again. I don't need to hear it ever again.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You know,
I agree.
Nobody needs to. I mean, there's certain songs that they need to take off the list because as soon as I hear them, I'm rolling my eyes. I don't give a rip what they do with it. It's not going to be good.
Yeah. And they need to ban, for that matter, ban all Whitney Houston songs.
All Whitney.
Nobody ought to be singing.
All Mariah.
Nobody ought to be singing a Whitney Houston. Yeah.
I agree.
Yep. Uh-huh.
There's no need. There's no need pulling out some old school Whitney Houston because you can't. No. You can't top it.
No, no, you can't. You can't compete. You cannot compete. So I don't know why you would even try.
I don't know. It's like more than ever, I feel like it's a show stuck in a time warp because they're doing such old stuff, which had a certain degree of charm when at first it felt very wholesome and whatever. But now it's just gotten boring. So they need to do some more current stuff or some original stuff or something. But I am so tired of hearing the same stuff trotted out season after season after season after season.
I agree.
There are a lot
of
songs out there. There are more than the same 50 to keep pulling from.
And then sometimes the ones they pull from, like that poor girl that a couple of weeks ago did Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic.
Oh, listen.
I'm like, it's a singing competition. Why on earth would you sing that song?
You got me. Why would you even think that's a good idea? And also, why would you take, even like Anoop Desai, who I love, why would you take a song that means something to you if you can't sing it well? Like, if it's not catchy and infectious. You know, there are songs from the 80s, Hard to Say I'm Sorry by Chicago means something to me. But by the same token, I would not go on national television and sing it.
No.
I don't know. I'm frustrated with it.
I know.
Frustrated.
I know. TV as a whole, I mean, I'm not going to quit it because I can't.
Well, no, I can't either.
As a whole, it has frustrated me lately. And if I were somebody who had a mind to, I might go to the library and just check out some books.
You might read.
I might read, but I don't know what I'd read. So.
I know. And, you know, it's cyclical. I mean, The Bachelor, please do not misunderstand, has given me a lot of enjoyment this season. I have enjoyed it, but I just, I was a little disappointed with the way that it ended.
I agree. It ended on a down note. Now, speaking of things that did not,
No, go ahead,
this is a totally different subject, but things that would not disappoint and would make you happy, and I told Perry that if it was the last thing he did, he's got to get a picture of this for me today. But yesterday morning, Shorty showed up for work. Shorty is our employee.
Right.
Our landscaping business. He's kind of like our adopted son. And Shorty showed up yesterday morning, and I walked into the kitchen, and I was like still half asleep because it was early, and I was coming in to make the dreaded ham sandwich for the lunchbox.
Right.
And I looked up, and Perry said, "Look out the window at Shorty." And Shorty had on his usual uniform, which is usually like some kind of utilitarian, like work pants, and like a big oversized flannel shirt, and like a big oversized jacket, because Shorty's like tiny. And so he had all this stuff on, hence the name Shorty. And then he had on himself a very natty charcoal gray fedora on top. It was kind of tilted at an angle.
It's like Blake Lewis on season 6 of American Idol.
Oh, it was the best thing. I told Perry, I said, I feel like I'm looking at Mark Anthony in my backyard. It was the best thing I've ever seen and brought me so much happiness and joy. And he had it on again this morning, and apparently it's his new. And Perry asked him, he said, "Shorty, where'd you get that hat?" And he said, "Oh, some drunk left it at the bus stop." And Perry said, "Well, how do you know?" And he said, "Well, because," he said, "I found it sitting next to an empty bottle of whiskey."
Oh my word. So is he going for a new look, or was it just practical?
You know, I don't really know. He wears it with kind of like a bandana under it. So and it has been cold the last couple of mornings, but he normally has like kind of a knit stocking type cap that he wears. It seems like it'd be a lot warmer. I think he's going for a new look. I think he's kind of upgrading his look.
Well, good for Shorty.
We're taking the landscape businesses a little more upscale. We may start having to charge higher rates.
Maybe you need to get him a man scarf.
Well, he'd wear it. He would wear it for sure.
You should definitely get him a man scarf. I'm fascinated with the number of man scarves that we've got going on right now.
I know. And would David ever wear a man scarf?
No. He wouldn't. I don't think he would.
No. Perry has a scarf that he wears when it's cold.
Well, sure. There's a difference than with a scarf when it's cold and a man scarf because you're accessorizing.
Yeah, he would not wear it as an accessory. That wouldn't even occur to him.
All right, do we have anything else to add about TV or any related news or notes?
I don't know. I think we've pretty much killed it. I think we've gotten it all taken care of.
Okay, I guess I should check at this point and make sure this whole thing recorded.
Yeah,
it looks.
Things
have been blinking, so I'm assuming it's been recording. But
okay,
you know, we'll see.
Yeah,
but
I don't have anything else to say, I don't think.
Okay, so maybe say in September we'll get together again and record one.
I think that sounds great. That ought to be just about in time.
That'll be right when. Let's see, what'll be maybe about the time that what's the show on Bravo that I love? What's the one? The Jeff Lewis show. Flipping Out.
Flipping Out. You know, I didn't watch Flipping Out the first time, and then I finally caught it on a marathon.
Oh, it is delightful.
Well, I know. I enjoyed it. And then I guess Rachel Zoe isn't going to be back.
No, I'm thinking maybe she's not. We haven't heard anything about her. I don't know.
No, and they aren't replaying her show either. And if they were going to do another episode, another season, they would be, you know, replay. There would be a marathon.
Have you watched The Millionaire Dating Show?
No, I've never watched that one.
I don't enjoy it.
I didn't think I would like it. By far right now, I mean, I have to say probably The Real Housewives of New York City, that's some good television. I don't, the Orange County, don't really care about them. Atlanta was good. But the New York City, because I love that they just say whatever. If there is not a thought that pops into any of their heads that they don't immediately need to share.
No, They think it, they articulate it, and it is it is utterly delightful in reality, in reality television form.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I'll call you in a little bit.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.